God offers all of us a gift tonight. It's something you can't work for. It's something you can't buy. It's something you can't earn. It's a gift. It's free. It's spiritual water. It's forgiveness of all your sins because of the cross and the resurrection. Have you come? Are you sure your sins are forgiven? Have you been to the cross and said, Lord, I have sinned. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm willing to change my way of life. And I come by faith. I don't understand it all, but by faith I receive you as my Lord and my Master and my Savior.
Oh, to the Hour of Hope. I'm your host, Pastor Matthew Broman. I'm the pastor of Safe Harbor Church in Accutane, Alaska. And I'm so glad you're with me on this wonderful, wonderful day. I hope that you have the greatest 2026 in seeing the Lord do great things in your life. This program exists specifically to focus on the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for being with us again. And I want to open in prayer and then let's get back to some wonderful 2026 motivating with our relationship with God songs. And also a Merry Christmas to the Orthodox community who they're getting ready to celebrate their Christmas. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this time. I ask you to bless it. I pray for a mighty move of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Busy days, running hard just to survive. We hear a call beyond the noise, a gentle voice that draws our lives. Just like shepherds long ago, we leave what we hold so tight, turning toward the place you are, stepping out into your light. We don't come with perfect lives. We don't have it figured out. All we know is you are here, and that is enough right now. So we come to worship, we bring our hearts, not our achievements, just who we are. Hands lifted high. Jesus, we come to worship only you. Some of us are tired and worn. Some are thankful, some afraid. Different stories, different scars. Still we're drawn to the same grace. Like the wise men from afar, we lay down what we've been given, knowing nothing we can bring compares to who you are, Jesus. You don't ask for gold or fame. You don't measure what we give. All you want is all our hearts, a life full. So we come to worship, we bring our hearts, not our achievements, just who we are. Hands lifted higher, hearts made new. Jesus, we come to worship.
Jesus, we come to worship.
try to walk my way, but I fell and lost my place. Chased the world, forgot your grace. Now I'm here running back in shame. You still call me by my name. Even when I caused you pain, your mercy meets me once again and lifts me from my sin and chain. I don't wanna hide anymore. Here I am broken before your door. Create in me a clean heart, Lord. Wash my past, make me whole once more. Breathe new life, let your spirit reign. Take my heart and make me new again. You never left when I ran away. Your grace is here, it still remains. Now I'm running to your open arms. Make me new again, oh Lord. Light the fire I let grow cold. Fan the flame inside my soul. Give me courage to tell the world of the love that made me whole. When the noise drowns out your voice, help me choose the better choice. I wanna walk in your ways and seek you every day. No more running from your truth.
Welcome back. Aren't those powerful, powerful worship songs? I hope that you're doing really, really well. We're going to be studying in John chapter 16. John chapter 16. So you want to get your Bibles open right there. But before we continue, let's remember, God makes everything new. Maybe you haven't had a good week this week. Maybe bad stuff has happened. Maybe you've been naughty. I can relate to that. Well, you know what? Let's just put it all at the cross of Jesus Christ, and we're going to persevere and press on and praise the Lord Jesus Christ, because he's good, and he makes all things new, and great is his faithfulness. Amen and amen. Let's continue with a little more music.
Saddle up your horses.
Started out this morning in the usual way, chasing thoughts inside my head of all I had to do today. Another time around the circle, try to make it better than the last. I opened up the Bible and I read about me. Said I've been a prisoner and God's grace has set me free. And somewhere between the pages, it hit me like a
How about that Bible study music? That is just awesome on the character of God. Turn to John 16. John 16 in your Bibles, and I hope you bring your Bible to Hour of Hope because we are about the Word of God. John 16:1. Jesus, this is right before he's going to get arrested. He'll face the false trial and then get crucified. Judas Iscariot has already left to betray him. Let me read from verse 1 of 16 and let's talk about it. These things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. So what Jesus is going to do before I continue reading, he's going to tell you four don'ts. But I want to tell you there's a real powerful point he makes as the foundation of everything. And if you will get this one point and get it hard, you'll really get it, you'll understand something. Remember, you got to believe in Jesus as your Savior, not trust a church, trust Jesus. Look at the four don'ts. He says, these things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. He's going to be talking about persecution. So the first thing, you should not have a reaction where you're offended when people are mean to you, don't treat you right because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. Because he said, here's what's going to happen. They shall put you out of the synagogues, meaning not just they wouldn't get to go to prayer, they're put out of the whole culture because everything revolves around the synagogues and the temple. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Don't be offended, but don't be confused. You'll see these people, they'll look religious. They will hurt you in God's name. They'll say, we're doing it for God. And he says, don't be surprised. They're going to say that. Then he's the next point, the next don't. So don't be offended, don't be confused. And these things will they do unto you because they have not the Father nor me. The reason they're doing it, they look religious, but they aren't in connection with God. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. He said, so don't forget, remember what I told you. When these things happen to you, you need to remember it. We're in verse 4 at the end. And these things I have said unto you at the beginning because I was with you. That's the key point. Boop, boop, boop. Don't be offended. Don't be confused. Don't forget. Don't doubt. I was with you. Just because these things are going south, don't doubt. You know I was with you. Then he says in verse 5, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? So the next point is, the absence does not change the reality. Just because Jesus is not there does not change the reality. He says, I'm going to go. Don't ask me where I'm going. But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Sorrow is really like you're sad because you know I'm going away. But then he gives you the purpose in his absence. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient or it's good for you that I go away. If I go not away, the Comforter is the word for the Holy Spirit. The Comforter means to come alongside. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Excuse me, in our Christian life. If I don't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come unto you, but I depart and I will send him unto you. So Jesus is away, but the plan doesn't change today. The point is, you have the Holy Spirit. He says, if I go away, you're going to have the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1 says, everybody, let me read this to you because there's a lot of confusion about the Holy Spirit, one person of the Trinity head. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Isn't that powerful? You get the Holy Spirit when you believe. They got it at Pentecost, but he says, I'm going to send him to you. And when he has come, what's he going to do? He will reprove or convict the world of sin. Sin is the wrong we do. It's not just wrong, but it's the idea. He's going to convict them that what they're doing is sin. And of righteousness and of judgment. of sin because they believe not on me, the rejection of Christ. Again, he's going to be going to the cross very soon. Within the next 24 hours, he'll be hanging on the old rugged cross. Then he says of righteousness, because I go to my Father and see ye me no more. Righteousness are the right things of God, his character. He says, you're going to be convicted about the true character of God, and because I'm going to be with the Father, you won't see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. So the Holy Spirit will come. He will guide you into all truth. Not confusion, not fear, but all truth. We can know the Bible. We can know the truth of God through the Holy Spirit. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall shew it unto you. The Holy Spirit is going to show us truth, going to show us Jesus, reveal that truth to us. All things that the Father has are mine, and therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall shew it unto you. A little while and you shall not see me, and again a little while and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Jesus is going to die on the cross, rise from the dead, and then he'll raise up 40 days later to the right hand of the Father. I'm so thankful we have the Holy Spirit, aren't you? The Holy Spirit does amazing, guides us in truth, convicts us of sin and the world. The Holy Spirit comes. One day the Holy Spirit won't be here, and the restrainer will be gone. They call him the restrainer. And the world will go crazy towards the end times, even more crazy than you're seeing today. You think you've seen evil? Wait till you see the Holy Spirit removed. Also, I don't know if you caught that, because the prince of this world is judged. Who's the prince of this world? Who is the prince of this world? Do you know who the prince of this world is? Well, I think you do. Think about it for a minute. The prince of this world. I believe, pretty sure, that's Satan. That is Satan. Now listen to me. There is a literal Satan, and he has power here on the earth. But what does it say? He's already judged. He's guilty. He's guilty. He is guilty. Isn't that powerful? Satan is defeated. Satan is defeated. Listen to this. So it convicts us of sin, the world's mistake, thinks sin is just bad behavior. The Spirit proves it's rejecting Jesus. The world thinks we earn it for ourselves, righteousness. The Spirit proves it can only be given through from the ascended Christ. The world thinks there is no accountability. Guess what? The Spirit proves that Satan is defeated. He will be defeated one day. And he's already defeated, but one day he'll be bound and he will be gone. We need to make sure we're right with Jesus Christ. Did that make sense to everybody? I hope so. If not, you can email me if you had a question. It's mathewroman@gmail.com. I hope it's a blessing to you. Listen to me. I think we need to be faithful to what we just heard. We need to remember to not be offended when people treat us bad for Jesus. That can be so hard. We need to not be confused, because people are going to do that. And the reason is, and they're going to look like they're Christians, or they're going to look like they're religious. Don't be confused because they don't know God. Let's not forget that Jesus is the one that told us. And let's not doubt, because we have a relationship with him, those that know him. And we looked at his absence doesn't change the reality. And he sent us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does great things to conform us through sin, convict us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, the world, and leads us into all truth. That's just so powerful. But we'll come back. Let's listen to a few more psalms.
Unfallen man, this pride and selfishness we hold inside. Though we were all condemned, we had a loving friend who came to save us. He lived a perfect life and gave the blind their sight. Fulfill the things foretold by prophecy. He humbly took his cross and died to save the lost, their sins forgiven. The greatest story ever told is of this Jesus.
That is Majesty Music, if you want to check it out on YouTube, those last two songs. Ron Hamilton was an amazing evangelist, preacher, passed away a couple of years ago. I got to interview his wife, though, which was kind of cool, on my YouTube channel, and that'll be kind of dropping this year. But what a great song. Can it be the greatest story? Jesus is awesome. You may be listening right now. I'm talking about right now, and your life is a hot mess. I'm going to tell you my answer. When my life's a hot mess, I know I got to run back to Jesus. But maybe you don't know Jesus Christ. The Bible says everyone sins. Now think about that. Don't turn it off. Listen. Sin is all the bad stuff we do. But when I was reading that over here, it says to convict the world of sin because they believe not on me. Maybe you don't believe on him. Do you believe on him? He died for what? Sins. He rose from the dead. Do you really believe you're a sinner? I know I am. And I know I've minimized many times how vile my sin is before God. Enough that his son would go to the cross. And did you notice the next point in there? Of righteousness. Because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Righteousness is that I don't do right, God does. And if I compare my life to his, nothing to compare. He's so good. And then of judgment, there is a judgment because the prince of this world is judged. The world wants to run saying they're okay. No, there's a judgment coming. Jesus is returning. Are you ready? But the good news is, why did he come? Why did he come in the first place? To die, be a savior to the world. Emmanuel, God with us. Let's listen to one. I'm not going to play a bunch of Christmas songs, but I do have one because it reminds us of the importance of Jesus, and it's more than just the baby born in Bethlehem.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels sing for him that day. It's not all about the shepherds or the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. It's not just about the good things this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about his precious blood that saved me from my sin. It's about the cross.
It's been so good to be with you on this wonderful, wonderful program. My name is Pastor Matthew, and it is the Safe Harbor Church in Accutan, where I serve at. I have two YouTube channels, By the Bible and End Times Prophecies, if you wanted to check them out. This is the end, but what I'm going to start doing, I'm going to try to be faithful to that, is at the end of Hour of Hope, I'm going to be playing either something fun, a Christian comedy, or something that will finish off with a smile most of the time. I've been blessed to be here, and I hope that you'll go back and study that passage in John 16 and be right back here on Sundays at 11. If you wanted to apradio.org, you could go check out the past programs as well. Thank you again for your wonderful support. It's going to be a great year. May we all look to Jesus Christ and continue. I do have a question. Would you like to pray right now and believe in him? Put your faith in Jesus Christ, surrender to him, say, yeah, I'm a sinner, I'm judged, you're right, I'm wrong, I want to get right with you. Please consider that. Pray with me right now. Say, God, I'm a mess, I'm a sinner, before you, I'm a sinner, I'm not righteous, I pray you would save me. Thank you so much, I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you really put your faith in Christ right there, hey, shoot me an email. Tell me you did it. You got saved. My email is mathewbroman@gmail.com. Please pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Love to hear how your year's going. Anything we can do is send you a Bible if you need a Bible. And thanks again for this wonderful radio station that allows the Hour of Hope to come on week after week after week. May the Lord add a blessing to your 2026 as you look to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your and mine, of everyone's true faith.
A kingdom and priesthood. Get some celebrities, some that you would know, who I get to be around, who asked me questions about God. And I remember one in particular whose name I won't say, who you would know. He said, explain God to me. That's what he said. He wanted me to explain God to him. I can't just explain God. If I could completely explain God, he wouldn't be God, it would be me. And I can't grow hair right here. By the way, remember that dude in Texas that said he was Jesus a long time ago? Dude said he was Jesus. He had followers. This was before Twitter. Dude had followers and everything. I looked up a picture of him recently. He wore glasses. You can't be Jesus and have an optometrist. Like, you can't do both. I just want to throw that out there. I don't know why. It's just, you can't be like, have your sight. I got an appointment. I'm gonna go see my optometrist real quick. Like, what? Anyway. So celebrities will ask me questions like, explain God. And then he said this. He rephrased the question. He said, how is it I can do all of this stuff that I'm doing? And you know what I'm doing. And people say that God still wants a relationship with me. And this is what I said. And this isn't even close to how awesome God is, but this is all I could come up with. I was like, God is like a navigation device when you're in your car. You ever been in a car with a navigation device before? You ever been in a car before? We can start there. Y'all ever been in a car before? Okay. It's like being in a car with a navigation device. If it says go 10 blocks and turn left, then you go 10 blocks and turn right. It doesn't abandon what you're supposed to do. It recalculates what you need to do to get to where you're supposed to be based upon where you are. The only problem is if you keep making the wrong turns, the road conditions may be different and you're running out of time. So you have to be sensitive to listen to that voice so you can make the right choice about where you're supposed to be. And that voice sounds an awful lot like a coach because you haven't been practicing for nothing. It's game time.